بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولولا فضل الله عليك ورحمته لهم الطائفة منهم أن يضلوك وما يضلون إلا أنفسهم وما يضرونك من شيء. وأنزل الله عليك الكتاب والحكمة وعلمك ما لم تكن تعلم وكان فضل الله عليك عظيما. There is still a continuation of that incident that happened where Tawma ibn Ubayrik went and steal from a Nasrani, and then he was caught, and then he tried to put the blame on the Jew. So with regard to that, and at the beginning of the incident, they came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said, without proof, they are accusing us of stealing, and that is wrong. And accordingly, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam announced and said, without any evidence, to accuse anyone is wrong. But all that was their planning, and Allah Ta'ala had revealed these two rukuts to clear the whole matter and to make a very great important command known that in such matters justice must be seen. You must not see who are your friends and who are your foes, your enemies. You must not see who is your family and who is a stranger, but justice must be seen. So further, with regard to that, Allah says, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ وَرَحْمَتُهُ اور اگر نہ ہوتا تجھ پر اللہ کا فضل اور اس کی رحمت. And if Allah's kindness, His fadl, His mercy was not on you, and His rahmat, if that was not on you, لَهَمَّ طَائِفَةُ مِنْهُمْ أَيُّدِفْلُوْا. تَقَسْ کر ہی چکے تھے ان میں ایک جماعت کے تجھ کو بہکاوے. Then one group from amongst them had made a firm resolution to must guide you and must lead you. That is the extended family of Tawma ibn Ubayrik, where they had come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they presented the case in such a way as though he was innocent and the Jew was guilty. So with regard to that reference that they were going to mislead you on this, they would take you on a red herring, a different direction. So Allah's fadl and rahmat not be upon you, then these people should have succeeded in misleading you and coming to a wrong conclusion. وَمَا يُضِلُّونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ اور بہکا نہیں سکتے مگر اپنے آپ کو. And the actual reality of the matter is that they cannot misguide, mislead anyone but themselves. وَمَا يَضُرُّونَكَ مِنْ شَيْءٍ اور تیرا کچھ نہیں بگاڑ سکتے. And they cannot harm you in the least but. So as we see that this was all on the occasion of what happened at that time. But very important for us to understand that the Quran Sharif is still the day of Qiyamah. The incident happened at that time, the ayats were revealed for that time, but the laws of the ayat are forever till Qiyamah. So till today, whenever any case comes in front of us, anything that has happened, don't just jump to conclusions. Don't just look at the outward things, that this person looks guilty, that person looks innocent, etc. But find out the details properly. Don't accuse anyone without any proof. And don't make somebody innocent also without any proof. You must find out everything. So this is the case till the day of Qiyamah. And together with that, in all these matters, don't just see who is involved, and don't see whether it is family people, whether it is learned people, whether it's prominent people, all in the eyes of when making justice, all must be seen with the same eye. And then after the evidence comes forward, according to that, decisions will be made. وَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةُ وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمُ اور اللہ نے اتاری تجھ پر کتاب اور حکمت اور تجھ کو سکھائیں وہ باتیں جو تو نہ جانتا تھا. And Allah in His kindness and mercy, He has sent down the kitab. Like here, He sent two whole rukus down to clear up this matter and to give the rules and injunctions forever for the future. And it wasn't only the eyes of the kitab, but hikmah also, or hikmat, dogs of wisdom. That is, in a person who has got the Quran Sharif with him, and he is in touch with the Quran and the command of Allah, you will see in all his matters there is great prudence, there is great wisdom. Whenever any matter comes to him for a decision or advice, anything of that sort, you will see that great, great wisdom prevails all the time. وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ اور تجھ کو سکھائی وہ بات جو تُو نہ جانتا تھا. And through the Quran Sharif, we have taught you those things which you did not know. That you did not know how to handle cases in this matter. We taught it to you by revealing the Quran Sharif. You must not be hasty in your decision or in coming to conclusions. All that we had taught you, and we revealed it to you, and that so that you know exactly what to do, and your ummah will know till the day of Qiyamah. But very sadly, most of us don't read the Quran Sharif, we don't touch it, and the few of us who do read it, we just read the words, we don't take any lessons from the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif is that kitab that a person can take great, great lessons. In one debate, a professor, an atheist, about between 60 and 70 years, he was challenged by a small young Muslim boy of about 8-9 years. And he defeated that professor in that debate. And when the child was asked, where did you get all this knowledge of yours? He says, by recitation of Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif's recitation makes a person's brain bright and very strong if we read Quran Sharif regularly. May Allah give us all tawfiq that every day we read the Quran Sharif. وَكَانَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ عَظِيمًا. اور اللہ کا فضل تجھ پر بہت بڑا ہے. And the fadl, that is, that mercy of Allah which we don't deserve, that is very great upon you, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So we reveal the two rukus at this time. We guided you when the people were bent to misguide you, and that you make wrong decisions, and you find them guilty, not guilty, and not guilty, you find them guilty. But we had revealed the Quran, and we guided you towards righteousness. And we gave you a standing order till the day of Qiyamah, how to handle any and every case. So Allah's great, great ni'mat and favors are for us in the Quran Sharif. It is very necessary for us to read Quran Sharif regularly, to understand the meaning also, and to take the full benefits which are in the Quran Sharif, and make our lives accordingly, then this will become the means of hidayat and guidance for large numbers of people in the world. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.